In the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated as our service now continues with the readings.
The Old Testament reading this morning comes from Malachi chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. And you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and the just decrees that I commanded him in Oreb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. Our epistle comes from Revelation chapter 22, beginning at verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires to take the water of life without price. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add him to the plagues described in this book. If anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Please stand for the reading of the gospel.
In our gospel lesson for the third Sunday in Advent, we read about the song of Zechariah that speaks of our salvation, which comes to us through Jesus, the sunrise that will visit us from on high. It's found in a book of St. Luke, chapter 1. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. This is the end of the gospel. Please be seated as we pray, come, Lord Jesus, in a song that they'll be singing. Oh, we have a children's message. We don't have one, I don't think. Sorry.
Thank you.
kind of, again, coming to this topic of gifts that we have in the church and blessings that we have as a church. Many of you may not realize it, but we have an abundance of musical talent. We have a praise band that you guys hear every single week when you guys come to the late service. We have a full choir of just gifted and wonderful musicians. We even had a solo this morning. I won't talk about it, but we just are so blessed with such a gift that we have had a lady here, Anita Lundgren, who's been chanting the antiphons. The antiphons, if you can remember the first service, were originally a chant done at the end of the Magnificat in a Vesper service. We have a young lady here who's been chanting them during our morning services and also during our midweek services. And finally, after, you know, on the fifth week, I got the bright idea to actually record her so that the late service could also hear her. And so here in a second, we are going to have that. Also mentioned in the welcome at the very front end of your bulletin are at the words of the original antiphon. And then afterwards, we are going to sing the corresponding verse of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, which will be put on the screen at the time. So, thank you. Sometimes you love technology, sometimes you do not. Well, grace and peace be with you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was younger at my home, we used to raise a couple steer. Not every year, but every 2 or 3 years we would raise a couple steer. Now, I grew up in Missouri, and we have kind of the hills and the rocky shorelines and all that kind of fun and exciting stuff. And so whenever there was snow, whenever there was ice, we would have to put the steer in the barn until it was over, which sometimes could actually go on for months, you know, depending on the weather and how it all worked, because we didn't want them to be injured or hurt. And it was always quite a sight whenever you would let them out. You know, it's something unique to see a creature that's 800 plus pounds leaping and, well, for lack of a better word, frolicking. I don't know how else to put it. That's kind of what they did. It's even hard to explain, which is why I went ahead and got online and I found a video. Now, we only had two steer. The video I'm about to show you actually came from a dairy farm, I believe in Minnesota. So they're put in the barn quite a bit longer. And they have 100 cattle. So quite a bit more. Now, some of you might go, oh, I remember this, and I've seen this a bunch of times. Others of you might be like, well, I've never seen this before. I did have to take the audio out because they had a background track on this that was obnoxious. And so, yeah, I had to get rid of that. Letting the 100-plus dairy cattle out for the first time after a very long winter. These are full-grown cattle. You just don't see creatures so large acting in such a way all the time. I want you guys to keep that image in your mind a little bit. I want you guys to keep that image in your mind. These cattle being released after a long time in the barn, in the stall. They haven't been able to really move. And the first time after a long time, they're kind of frolicking, if you will. Again, I don't know a better term, but we'll just call it that. And part of the reason I want you to keep that image in your mind is because our text for today, Malachi 4, is actually kind of a dark one. It's kind of a dark text, talking about a day that's coming, a day of judgment that's coming. And it's kind of a dark text, especially right here in the middle of Advent. I mean, don't get me wrong, we're not in the middle, are we? I mean, we got the rose color, so we're past that middle point. We're getting close to that day of celebration and of joy and of Christmas. And here we kind of have this text. And I think it's a good thing that we can reflect on this text. I think it's a good thing to reflect on this text for two reasons. For one, to know a day like this is coming, that a day of judgment is coming, it should cause us to want to talk to our neighbors all the more. We love our neighbors, and we want them to have that joy and to have that salvation given to us by Jesus. And knowing that this day is coming should cause us to want to talk to them all the more. And I know this is challenging. I realize that it's a challenging thing to say you need to talk to your neighbors about Jesus. Sometimes it takes a lot of tact, and sometimes you need to be able to handle it with gentleness and respect. I realize that. But whenever your neighbor is in imminent danger and you do nothing and you say nothing, your priorities are not in the correct order. We need to be able, through the love of our neighbor, to proclaim this message to them, to talk to them, to find a way somehow to bring it up. And so that's the first one. The second one is because we also need to realize that this kind of dark day that Malachi prophesies about, that we get told about, is a consequence of sin. And it's a consequence of our sin as well as any other sin. Each sin, every sin, is a separation from God. And when we sin, we separate ourselves from God. And this is kind of that consequence, this burning day of judgment, this dark day that is coming. And it is a day that we should reflect upon. Now, we might begin to wonder, so if we're going to talk about this day, and we talk about the sun of righteousness that rises, where in the world does this idea of dayspring come? Remember, we're still doing the antiphons, and our antiphon today is, O dayspring. O daystar, O dayspring. Dayspring is actually an older word. It just means sunrise or bright morning star. And if you look at it in that kind of light, you can begin to see how it's actually in all of our texts, in one capacity or another. But even in our text this morning, it says, O sun of righteousness rising. And that's what it's talking about. It is talking about how this is Jesus. We're talking about how this is Jesus. O dayspring is talking about Christ as reflected in the revelation in the Lucan passage. So here we have this dark day, this day of judgment that's coming. But those that fear the name of the Lord, those that call upon the Lord, who have faith in the Lord, the Son of Righteousness, that is Jesus, will heal them. And they will be like calves leaping out of the stall. Or maybe cows being released after a long winter in a barn. You know, I watched that video a couple times. I didn't see one smile on a cow face. Not one. I looked, no dimples, none of that. But yet their actions, they seem so happy. The way they leap and jump for joy. Again, you know, our steer were maybe 800 pounds. I'm pretty sure some of those match 1,000, maybe. And to have them leaping, they are joyful. They are excited. They are rejoicing. And so it is that we also know that we did experience a dark day. On a Friday that we call good, the sun refused to shine, and God himself poured out his wrath for the sin of the world. And he poured it out upon his Son, Jesus Christ, the very Son of Righteousness that's reflected in Malachi 4, verse 2. He poured it out upon Jesus Christ. He paid the price for your sin. He paid the price for your salvation. He paid the price so that he could heal you, that he could forgive you, he could grant you salvation so that you could be healed and leap like a cow coming out of the stall of winter. Boy, words that come out wrong. I'm never going to live that one down, am I? But knowing that we have been healed through the work of Jesus Christ, knowing that we have been given salvation through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, may we ever, through the love of our neighbors, proclaim that gospel message to them. As it says at the end of our antiphon, may God use us to enlighten those that sit and dwell in darkness, in the shadow, those that have rejected God or those that have never heard the gospel message. May he utilize us and use us to ever give that light to those that sit and dwell in darkness. And so, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly in his name. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand at this time as we confess our sins before God, our Heavenly Father. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we come before you this day, Lord, because we are sinful and unclean. We have sinned in our thoughts and our words and our deeds. And we ask, Lord, that you would forgive us. We ask, Lord, that you would forgive us for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hear us now as we confess our sins before you in a moment of silence. Hear us, O Lord, for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. In his name, amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us now confess our common faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven. Sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated as our service now continues with our gifts and our offerings. If you can find that book of friendship found on the side by the aisle and sign that, give it to the people around you, that'd be great. Please stand as we now prepare our hearts for prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Each petition of the prayer will end. Let us pray to the Lord. The congregational response is, Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, be with all who call upon you and hear us as we pray for joy in the Lord, that we may be sustained in the time of waiting for his will and purpose to unfold in these latter days, for patience under trial, and for hope that endures the changes and chances of this mortal life. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For hearts that trust in the Lord at all times, for courage to confront our doubts and fears with the word of the Lord, and for strength to fulfill our vocations of worship, witness, prayer, and works of mercy. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For our bold confession of Christ in a world unfriendly to the gospel, for compassion and kindness in words and works, that we may not distract from the gospel or become impediments to its proclamation, and for those on mission fields far and near, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who worship and praise your name, especially those who worship and praise you here at St. John's Lutheran Church, including the Brush, Candler, and Cantrell families, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries, including Frank and Mary Ann Wendell, as they celebrate another year of marriage together, that you would continue to bless them to grow in love toward you and toward one another, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the agencies of the church through which we care for poor and hungry, the widow and orphan, the aged and infirm, those suffering mental illness and the sick, and those suffering afflictions of mind and body. Especially we pray for those that are hospitalized, including Kylie Jo Grieving, and also for those who have been released from the hospital and continue the recovery at home, including Mary Kay Lutz. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those in prison and those who serve them with the word of God, for those who face persecution for the sake of Christ, and for the martyrs and their families who remain steadfast in the face of violence and terror, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For thankful hearts, that we may remember those who persevere in times of trial and now rest in Christ from all their labors. For humility, that we may learn from their example and so be faithful in our own day. And for the Lord to hasten the day when Christ shall come again in his glory. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. O blessed Lord, we are not worthy of your grace and favor, and yet you continue to lavish upon us the riches of your mercy. Hear the prayers of your people who cry to you on behalf of themselves and all those in need. Grant to us the sufficient grace to supply all that we need for this body and this life until that day when Christ comes again to bring us into your eternal presence to praise your goodness forevermore. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us now boldly pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.